Wave your palms. Okay, I got a last minute notation here. There is a sign-up sheet for next Sunday's Easter brunch on the door. So please make sure to sign up if you're coming. I'll explain a little bit as we go along here, okay? Okay. So we have a new sermon series starting next week. No matter where we are in our Christian journey, there will be times of crisis. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
It may be a crisis of decision. It may be a crisis of situation. It may be a crisis of relationship. It may even be a crisis directly connected to our walk with the Lord, with Jesus. Next Sunday, Pastor John will be leading us in a new sermon series called Now What? Ever feel like that? Now What? Yeah, go ahead and say it with me. Now What?
Now What?
Thank you. You guys are good. So we're going to take a look. We're not alone in our crisis, and our lives are not at the end, but rather the point of decision when these crises come. So as to what we will do next and where and whom we will place our faith, Now What is a look at times that Jesus, Noah, Moses, Joshua, Mary, and others faced crises in their lives and what they did next. Don't you want to know what they did next?
Yeah.
To solve those problems? I do too. I need a little help from my friend. Next Sunday is Easter.
Yay.
Woo! Resurrection Day. Yeah, that's what we live for. We will be having a brunch during our small group time at 9:30, like I mentioned, so please sign up. And then Easter morning worship at 10:30. It will be a wonderful Sunday for newcomers. We have some wonderful things planned for Easter service. Being that it's Easter Sunday, you may find that your neighbor or friend or family member might be more inclined to come on this Sunday than any other. So let's not let this opportunity to make several invitations to attend church pass you by, because they'll want to come with you. So today we are blessed with audience of one. Woohoo! Give them a round of applause. It's awesome. Here with us, they celebrate Palm Sunday and the resurrection of Jesus. The conclusion at the conclusion of service this morning, that's easy for me to say, there will be a special time of prayer. The special time of prayer is for healing. So I want to invite you to all come forward this morning for a time of prayer and healing. It's Palm Sunday, y'all. You got your, wave your palms at me. Wave your palms in the air. Act like you just don't care. Well, act like you do care, because you're in church. You should behave, right? Okay. I encourage everyone to pick them up and wave when you feel like it. This is a symbol of triumph and victory and eternal life afforded by a king who rode through Jerusalem on a lowly donkey. Is that cool or what? So Jesus told his disciples, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which has no one's ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks why you are untying it, say the Lord needs it. The men brought the colt to Jesus and placed their cloaks on its back. As Jesus sat on the young donkey, he slowly made his humble entrance to Jerusalem. The people greeted Jesus enthusiastically, waving palm branches and covering the path with their branches. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna, Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven. Can I get you guys to say Hosanna?
Hosanna.
All right. Hosanna means save now. Save now, like right now. So the chamberlains and audience of one are ministering, as they're ministering to the Lord today and to all of you, I want you to picture a wonderful victory of a resurrected Savior that saves now and gives us a victory. Wave those branches one more time for our God and prepare your hearts for healing at the end of the service, because he will meet us here triumphantly today. So let's welcome audience of one.
Thank you.
This first song is just a heart prayer, asking you, Lord, to enter into our worship, to be fully present and make us aware that you are here in the hearts of your people. Lord, we long to see your glory, just as Moses said, show us your glory, Lord. What is really amazing to me is that we just get a foreshadowing of what is coming. This is us through a glass dimly, but when we get to the other side, it's going to be more than our hearts and minds can understand. This next song is inspired from the book of Revelation, where we get to see Jesus in his full, glorious splendor. And it talks of our God as holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. That's because he never changes, no matter what your circumstances are. You may not feel like God is close, but that does not change. His love for us does not change. He loves us with his full, perfect love. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. Lord, you are my everything, and I will worship you.
my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call on you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. About 6:15 this morning, I drove through Mason Street there, and our tax guy, his light was on, Mike. And I just felt a nudge of the Holy Spirit to go in and see how he was doing. And I got caught up a little bit, and I said, Mike, would it be all right if I prayed for you? Because you know he's got piles of taxes all stacking up, ready to go. And he said, absolutely. So we had a time of prayer this morning, and he said, John, I needed that. And you know, it was a simple thing. It was a prayer. And I thought, you know, how important it is that we come to the Lord in prayer. Amen? Because we need him. Where would we be without God's divine intervention in our lives? Pretty hopeless. Buried in a stack of paperwork, right? Without God in our lives, it's just paperwork and busyness. But with him in our lives, we discover our purpose, our call, our meaning, and that we are loved. Amen? So when I call to the Lord in my distress, I know that he will answer me and he will come because he loves us. I was really the one that was blessed as I was driving to church this morning because I got to pray. So would you join me in prayer this morning? Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, this morning we have come remembering that 2,000 years ago, our Savior rode into town on a colt, a donkey, young donkey that had never been ridden before. Everybody was not expecting that. They were expecting him to come in on a war horse, the Messiah, but he came in on a donkey. This morning, Lisa, thank you for reminding us that the crowd yelled, "Save us now." This morning is a special morning because we are on the edge of Holy Week. And I had a customer yesterday morning. As he left, reminded this pastor. He said, have a blessed Holy Week. Have a blessed Easter. And I had a customer put my mind back on why it is that we do what we do, who we're living for, and who loves us. Amen? Mm-hmm. This morning, I'd like to encourage you, in our distress, where are we going to turn? We're going to turn to the Lord. Amen. I'd like to invite our ushers to come. You may be seated as our ushers come to receive our morning tithes and offerings. I believe we have a special in song. Thank you.
truth is harder than a lie. Dark seems safer than the light. Everyone has a heart that loves to hide. I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do. Bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're